trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Teaching a friend. I went on a 2-day school field trip with other 5th and 6th graders to study paleontology. I shared a motel room with 3 of my friends. One of my friends found a Bible in the nightstand drawer. He flipped through some of the pages and then asked me if I would help him read it. I was surprised that he didn't know any of the Bible stories I thought everyone knew. I taught him about the creation, Adam and Eve, and the resurrection. I also told him about Joseph Smith. I told him some of the stories I learned in primary. Afterward, I felt like we should have a prayer. I let my friend say the prayer. I led him through it by saying one phrase at a time and having him repeat it. I had a warm feeling and my friend said he felt good inside. I never expected that to happen on a school field trip. I was glad that when I had an opportunity to be a missionary, I was prepared and I wasn't afraid to share my beliefs. Christian S., age 10, Arizona.
The secret to success. When I was little and learning to read, it was really hard. But with my mom's and Heavenly Father's help, I learned to read. My best friend Renzo was also having a hard time learning to read. One day I told him that I would give him a secret to help him learn to read, because it worked for me. We went into the schoolyard. I taught Renzo how to pray, and he said a prayer to Heavenly Father asking for help. At the end of the school year, both Renzo and I received a Medal of Honor in reading because of Heavenly Father's help. I know Heavenly Father answers our prayers. Edis Hazel T., age 11, El Salvador.
Sunday Soccer. My soccer team went to a tournament on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. My mom asked me what I was going to do about Sunday's game. I said I didn't know what to do. My dad encouraged me to pray, so I prayed about it. That night, the song, Nephi's Courage, got stuck in my head. I knew Heavenly Father answered my prayers through that song, so I would remember to have courage to obey His commandments. On Sunday after church, I knew my team was playing. I was a little sad that I couldn't help my team, but I knew I was doing the right thing. I am glad that Heavenly Father helped me make the right choice, even though it was hard to make. DJW, age 9, South Dakota.
The Immodest Costume. For the year-end program at my school, we were putting on a musical. I was so excited, especially when I got a part. I went to all the rehearsals, even though no one could drive me there. But when my teacher showed us the costume we were to wear, I was disappointed. It was immodest. I told my teacher that I would not wear the costume, and she was upset with me. She told me that none of the other girls had a problem with the costume, and if I didn't want to wear it, I couldn't perform. She even tried to get my mom to pressure me to wear it, but I knew I had to keep the commandments, so I said I wouldn't perform. Then just a few days before the program, the teacher got new costumes that were modest. I am happy that I didn't think that just this one time it would be okay to be immodest. Estera C., age 12, with help from Cecilia Squarcia, Italy.
End of Trying to Be Like Jesus.